Initiation is a very important step in life, according to the teaching of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Out of the various sangskaras, or transition points in the course of the soul's journey throughout life, many are important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur indicates this is the most important. The stages where sangskaras are performed is, it marks a juncture point for the soul. Before conception, there's a sangskara. At the time the living entity becomes conscious within the womb of the mother, there's a sangskara. Transition point. From the time the living entity takes birth, there's another sangskara. The time the living entity is no longer dependent upon the food from the mother's body, but externally takes other nourishment as grain, another sangskara, and so forth. There's, when the soul is making its journey through the course of life, those juncture points where something is ending, another thing is beginning. It's a very auspicious time. That is, when you're undertaking, beginning something, you begin with auspiciousness. You end something and begin the next something with auspiciousness. This is our Vedic process, and it's universal. In some traditions, the language is called rites of passage. They have some ritual connected with the soul passing from one to another stage. Marriage, from being not married to being married, and there's a sangskara. And the most important of all of them is the accepting of initiation, being connected from the material activities of life to the commitment and the acceptance to the way of spiritual practice of life. It signifies the formal acceptance by Krishna as part of Krishna's family. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it this way, that there's an essay he wrote called Pancha Sangskar. There's five things that make up what happens at initiation according to scripture, and the tradition is there is neck beats. It's scriptural. It's not, we don't just do it because it's nice decoration. It's scriptural. And the significance is this body belongs to Krishna. Of course, the body belongs to Krishna before we did this. But it's the submission and the acceptance, formally. And marking of tilak. Of course, we can mark our face with tilak, but at the time of initiation specifically, formal tilak, marking the body as the temple of God. And a name is given to indicate you belong to Krishna, or the devotees of Krishna, something that reminds one of Krishna. But it's more specifically, you're Krishna's property. You're part of Krishna's family. And tapa is another one of the five items. Tapa is like tapasya, some austerity. So, in some traditions, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, there's a marking of the body with a hot metal. The symbols of Vishnu are branded into the body, the conch and the club, or the disc, marking this body as being protected by the personality Godhead's symbols. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Lord Chaitanya was very merciful, he didn't require that. But for us, for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our tapa is regret. Regret is back there. My life was not so nice, not pure, suchi. But going forward, there's this moving towards the on the path of purity or purification, and that part I'm not going to go back to. That there's this for a Vaishnav, not steeped in lamentation and remorsefulness and the mode of ignorance, but regret of misuse of the option of the soul to serve Krishna. And it's appropriate. It's a form of purification. And the fifth is receiving a deity. Traditionally, when Gayatri Mantra was given, the guru would also give a deity, commonly Shalagram Shila or some Shila or some other Murti form of the Lord. So in our temples, we have, all of you I know, you're worshipping some deity form, either in your home or in the temple or both. And that's part of the submission unto your Ishtadev, your worshipable deity, to dedicate your life to serve them. And doing so under the guidance and direction of a spiritual master. There are verses in the scripture that describe the qualification of the devotee who is receiving initiation and the qualification of the spiritual master unto whom they're submitting or and being accepted by. Tad vigyanartam sagurum eva vigachchet. Tad vigyanartam sagurum eva abhigachchet. Abhigachchet is a Sanskrit word that means, or the implication of it is, that it's not optional. Or say it the other way around, it's imperative, you must. That person who wants to know the goal of life, that person requires a spiritual master. Now the converse, when Prabhupada explained this verse, is if that isn't one's purpose, then you don't need a spiritual master. You don't go to the spiritual master out of fashion, because all the other kids in the block are going to a spiritual master, so I want to get one too. Like whatever is fashionable these days. Little kids get their latest one is, well, not so late, but anyway, some electronic gadget, or a scooter, or a hula hoop, or a, you know, high heels, or some fashion. Or a dog, or because the other kid on the block had a dog, so I'm wanting to go get a dog. Not like that. But the Vedic injunction is, when one is inquisitive to know the real purpose of life, such a person requires a spiritual master. And then, samit pani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. Samit pani literally means, pani means hand, and carrying wood in one's hand. Just like Krishna, he's the personality of Godhead. He and Balaram were entrusted to Sandipani Muni, because Vasudev and Devaki, they wanted to see their son get trained. And for 12 years he was in Vrindavan taking care of cows. He hadn't gone to school, because it wasn't required to herd the cows to go to school. But when he, because Nanda Maharaj was the head of the Vaishya community, But Vasudeva and Devaki were in the Kshatriya community, and their son needed education. So he sent him to the school of Sandipani Muni. And what did Sandipani Muni do? He didn't just teach math and English or math and Sanskrit and science and history. He taught character. So one of the ways that the guru teaches character is, traditionally, the guru is engaged in performance of sacrifice, so he sends his disciple to go gather the ingredients for the sacrifice. Samatpani, so carrying the sacrificial wood for the sacrificial fire. That means, the implication is, taking the position of a humble servant. Samatpani, just by that. Humble service, whatever. Whatever. It's just some humble service. And my understanding is that each of you have that humble service mood. Whatever. Some, with certainly some limit, because each of us has some capacity. But some service, please. Samatpani. And then Shrotriyam. This is Brahmanishtam. This is a qualification of the spiritual master. Shrotriyam, they've heard, like Shruti. Shrotriyam. And Brahmanishtam. Nishtha means firm faith. They've heard, assimilated the understanding of the scripture. They have firm faith in that scripture. And similarly, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta, Jigyasu Shreya Uttama. Jigyasu means inquisitive. I want to know. Shreya Uttama, my ultimate benefit. This is the Karabhajana Muni, 11th Canto Bhagavatam. He's instructing Maharaj Nimi. Tasmat, therefore, Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta. Guru Prapadyeta. One should surrender to the spiritual master when that person who is inquisitive to know Shreya Uttama, that the ultimate benefit. Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttama. This is the way of spiritual life. And Shabde Pareja Nishnatam Brahmani Upashamashrayam. Again, the qualification of the spiritual master is being described in that second half. Shabde, like Shabda, sound. Vedic sound, transcendental sound. Shabde Pare, in relation to the Supreme. Because the Vedas contain all kinds of knowledge. Architecture, medicine, history, all kinds of interesting things. But specifically Shabde Pare, that portion of the Vedas specifically that teaches how to connect with the Supreme. Chanishnatam. And they have the capacity to explain it and remove the doubts of those who are eager to hear. Brahmani upashamashrayam. They're fixed in spiritual life and they have no other concern. Upashamashrayam. They've set aside all material pursuit. Their interest is achieving the spiritual goal of life. So that's a good combination. It's like described in the Bhagavatam, the qualification of Maharaj Parikshit was, he was very eager to hear. Not just because he had a good reason, he was about to die, so now I'm ready to hear. His whole life was oriented in that way. He was a great descendant of the Kuru dynasty, the son, the grandson of the Pandavas. Wonderful whole chapter in the Bhagavatam dedicated to describing his glories. So he was a fit recipient for hearing spiritual sound, and Shukadeva Goswami, eminent, exemplary individual for presenting spiritual sound. And when that combination is there, those two, qualified speaker, qualified receiver, then spiritual life ignites. That's what is in the process of initiation also. The eagerness to receive extended over a period of time. I think if we added up the number of years that the devotees here have been chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in devotional service, we get a lot of years. Very, very serious, dedicated practitioners of devotional service. To sustain such an interest, there has to be a very strong commitment to taking shelter of Krishna. And diksha, Harinam Diksha, is the five candidates here, plus Rukmini is going to be receiving her Gayatri Mantra today. But this first initiation is the formal connection with the cyclic succession. So it's glorious. Without that formal connection with the cyclic succession, life can be preparation for that. That's also important. But the formal connection is necessary. According to what Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, anyone can chant Krishna's holy name. There's all kinds of people out there today that are chanting Krishna's holy name that aren't even devotees. They don't even know what it is. They have some completely other, different idea of what it is. But when the formal, by training, what Krishna is, what the name of Krishna is, and by the process of chanting, maybe we also began chanting without having a clear idea of what the holy name is. Gradually, over a period of time, by guidance and training and education and purification, having an understanding of who is Krishna, something like what Prabhupada describes the Bhagavatam, the first nine cantos is, who is Krishna? And then he appears. There's purification that comes from the first nine cantos that helps one become ready for Krishna to make his appearance. And if one has followed that process properly, not only Krishna appears in the 10th canto, but Krishna appears in your heart. And same, of course, Krishna is already there in the heart, but appears meaning coming into your conscious awareness of Krishna's presence, Krishna's identity, Krishna's loving dealings. That's what is wanted in spiritual life, that direct, personal exchange of love through the medium of devotional service, which begins with hearing and chanting. And then all the other forms of service that flow from the hearing and chanting. So the initiates have a great responsibility, great opportunity, and a great responsibility. The great opportunity is being formally accepted as part of Krishna's family, spiritual family. It's a great event. We celebrate when somebody takes birth. This is a much better celebration. Spiritual birth. That now, when mother and father give a name and a designation of the body, here's the label on the body, then at the time of initiation a name is given indicating the connection with Krishna and Krishna's acceptance. It's very, very special. That's the great opportunity and great responsibility is to act accordingly, to represent Krishna and our fantastic, fabulous disciplic succession by your behavior, by your character, by your speech. You're representing in a formal way after initiation that awesome disciplic succession and Krishna. It's a great responsibility. So if you want to back out, you can back out now. But if you take that responsibility, then fulfill it nicely. And that which will enable you is these two main things, the continuing to hear from the scripture under the guidance of qualified devotees so that the direction of your life will stay headed in the right way, and the continued chanting of the holy name carefully, guarding against offenses. The offenses are 10 in number from Padma Purana, found in our Nectar of Devotion. We spoke some yesterday about sadhu ninda, the first of the 10 offenses, criticizing, or stronger, vilification of the devotees of the Lord. Nama Prabhu doesn't like that. So the effect of the chanting of the holy name is withdrawn or diminished because Nama Prabhu doesn't like that his devotees, those who are calling his name, are offended. To consider the name of Lord Vishnu or Krishna to be on the same level as the chanting of other names of the demigods or other names, they're not on the same level. To disobey the order of the spiritual master, great offense. To when one receives an instruction from the spiritual master, it becomes the duty of the disciple to carry out the instruction. So spiritual masters have to be careful about giving instructions. I'll tell a little story. Prabhupada, one time, was discussing in his room, in his quarters, the tendency of his young American disciples to slacken in their practices and go back to their old ways. And specifically, he was speaking about popular music. Not good. And he was like a long discussion about that. And then the discussion ended. A young couple, recently both initiated and married on the same day, came to see Srila Prabhupada the day after their initiation and marriage and spoke to Srila Prabhupada about, the husband spoke with Prabhupada about seeking his blessings to take his musical ability, form a band, make popular music that could glorify Krishna. And Prabhupada said, gave his blessings. And when the man left, the couple left, Hari Swari was telling me this. He said, Prabhupada, you just spent all this time saying how this is so contaminating and you didn't like it. And then this person came and asked and you said, okay. And Prabhupada said, because he was going to do it anyways. And if I said no, it would make it even worse. And he did it anyways. Because Prabhupada was considering violation of the instruction of the spiritual master is very serious for the disciple. So, general instructions, chant Hare Krishna. That's for everyone. That instruction isn't withheld. But some other instructions may be, depending upon the capacity of the individual to carry them out. because failure to carry out or neglecting, the word in Sanskrit is avagya, which means neglecting. Offending is stronger. This is lighter. Neglecting the instructions of the spiritual master. It's serious. Against the holy name, it's an offense. So give some interpretation of the holy name. Consider the glories of chanting the holy name to be imagination or exaggeration of some kind. Committing offenses against, committing sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Instructing faithless persons about the glories of the holy name. We say to people, chant and be happy. Or chant and your material difficulties will diminish. So that's okay. The intimate, that's not an offense. That's one of the, not the offense that's named. But the intimate glories of the holy name, we don't share that with ordinary people because ordinary people won't understand, and then they'll criticize. Something like the discussion in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Haridas Thakur was invited by the father and the uncle of Raghunath Das, Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar, his uncle and his father, were the host of Haridas Thakur. And because Haridas Thakur was well known for being a great devotee of the chanting of the holy name, they had invited many brahmanas to come and discuss the topic of the glories of the holy name. And when Haridas Thakur revealed what the real glories of the holy name are, or even the shadow of the holy name, Namabhas, some proud brahmana stood up and offended Haridas Thakur. If this is true, if even the reflection of the chanting of the holy name can free one from all sinful reactions and give liberation, how is that possible? If this is not true, I'll cut off your nose. And Haridas Thakur said, if it's not true, I'll cut off my own nose. And then gave the scriptural references. And the man, by this offense, even before Haridas replied, he was driven out of the assembly and contracted leprosy and his nose melted. So, presenting the glories of the holy name before unqualified people, the intimacy of the glories of the holy name, that's an offense because other persons will become hurt by if they make offense. So we can chant anywhere publicly and encourage people, chant also. It will make you happy. And to see if our kirtan party is so joyful and happy, people want to come and chant with us. Some people make fun of us. But even that making fun, they're also chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they're chanting. And perhaps the most difficult of all of the offenses is to maintain material attachments. Not having full faith in the holy name, having heard so many instructions about the necessity of taking exclusive shelter of the holy name, maintaining our attachments. And the antidote is become very attentive in chanting. So strive for that. Every day when you do your chanting. one of my godbrothers in a class. Before coming to New York, I was in our North American GBC and President's Meeting, and during one class, one devotee was saying, when I do my chanting, it's very, leaving his name out on purpose, but very nice devotee, every day when I chant, I pray that there's an ocean of mercy that Krishna wants us to experience. And from my chanting today, may I even get one drop from that ocean of transcendental connection, happiness, being in relationship with Krishna through the holy name, and that will satisfy me. Just one drop. Eagerness for the mercy of Krishna through the chanting of the holy name. This is Harinam Diksha for the five of you. Very important step in your life. May you be successful in your journey back to Krishna and maintaining your vows. So we'll do the vows part now. Sanjeev and Lalita, you come and pay obeisances before Prabhupada. Witness, Prabhupada's witness, all the Vaishnavas are witness, me too. So your vows, you'll chant how many rounds every day?
At least 16 rounds.
Okay, and the rules that you'll follow?
Intoxication.
Okay, good. And you'll very carefully try to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life. Very good. Your initiated name is Sharanga Das.
Hari
Guru! Sharanga is the name of Krishna's bow. And with Krishna's bow, he does many things. Vows, you chant how many rounds every day?
16 rounds.
Okay, the rules that you'll follow?
Okay,
very good. And like your husband, you'll carefully try to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings your whole life. Very good. Initiated name is Lalita Madhava Dasi.
Hari Ho!
Lalita Madhava is a scripture, just like the Vedas, they're... Krishna, you want to pay obeisances? Are you able? Scriptures are Shruti. Prabhupada describes the birth of this body comes from mother and father. The father gives the seed and the mother develops the body. And initiation, the spiritual master is the spiritual father, and the scripture is the mother. This Lalita Madhava is the name of a scripture written by Rupa Goswami, where he's describing Krishna's pastimes in a very, very beautiful way. So that's the meaning of your name, Lalita Madhava. Bhakta Krish was recently diagnosed as having cancer, and that's why he's sitting in his chair like that. And some, at least what Ramabhadra told me was, the doctor said, 6 months most is what he has left to live. He's very strong. Maybe it'll become longer than that because he's not just determined, but he's been serving here in Radha Govinda for temple for years. Speak of Samat Pani, very humble, menial service. For hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, he's been every day taking care of keeping the kitchen clean and washing the pots and big heavy pots, you know, because we have lots of people to cook for, and this has been his service for years. He would walk all the way from Queens. Which part of Queens?
Astoria.
Astoria. Walk all the way from Astoria. For those of you that live in New York, you know how far that is? To come to the temple and wash Radha Govinda's pots and help Mother Satya and our kitchen crew keep the wheels turning. Very sincere devotee. For years has been serving Radha Govinda and the devotees. So I'm just very happy moment. Offer your prayers to Radha Govinda that his passage is, his mind is on Krishna and he is accepted by Krishna and goes to Krishna. And he leaves this good strong body that's going to get weaker in short order. So the chanting that you'll complete every day? You say? How many rounds you'll complete?
60.
Okay. The rules that you'll follow? Okay, very good. And you'll faithfully follow Prabhupada's teachings, I'm sure. Your initiated name is Chaita Guru Das. Chaita Guru means the Lord of the heart. And Das means the servant. Joyce? Joyce has been practicing Krishna consciousness for years and years and years together also. Very much appreciated by all the devotees that are in the Queen's congregation and community, faithfully serving the Krishna Balaram deities. She actually wanted to be initiated there instead of here, but this is the place this time. And I'm very happy to see that you're taking this step of initiation, as are all the other devotees. So, how many rounds you'll chant every day?
A minimum of 16 rounds.
Okay. And the rules that you follow?
No intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, no necessary.
Good. And you'll try very carefully to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings.
Yes.
Very good. Your initiated name is Janava Dasi. Hare Krishna. Janava is a very, very special personality. Janava was one of the two wives of Lord Nityananda. And after the departure of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, she became the most prominent Vaishnava in the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya, revered and respected by the Goswamis of Vrindavan. She became an initiating guru and just was an amazing luminary in our Gaudiya line. So you have great inspiration to follow after the example of Mother Janava by Krishna. Vasil? Where's Jamuna? You're related?
Damayanti's sister-in-law.
Damayanti's sister-in-law. Lucille, how long have you been practicing Krishna consciousness? 28 years she's been practicing Krishna consciousness. A long-awaited moment, huh?
Mm-hmm.
To be initiated. Wow. Very happy for you. How many rounds you'll chant every day?
60 rounds.
And the rules that you'll follow?
Intoxication.
Very good. You like Prabhupada's teachings, right? 28 years worth at least.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll keep doing that, following Prabhupada's
teachings.
Very good. Your initiated name is Vishvadasi. Vishvadasi. Vishva means the universe. Like the Vishva Rup, the universal form. So, Krishna's creation, Krishna's making a place for everyone to engage in devotional service, is this Vishva. Okay, so now we'll perform the yajna.